Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality in a way that is extremely empowering. Speaking of exploring powerful perspectives, I'm super excited to announce the release of my very first book, The Golden Key: Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. If you're ready to alchemize the circumstances in your life so that your abundance expands to an entirely new level in 2021, head over to goldenkey.gift to download the audio or ebook as my gift to you by using the code POSITIVEHEAD. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome. Here we grow again. It is a magical Monday here in the studio as I record. And as promised, I have another story of magic for you from Lightning in a Bottle Festival 2022. A little over a week ago as of the recording, I shared with you on the last daily episode my brush with what may have been the reincarnation of my deceased grandfather, or formerly deceased grandfather. And as we kind of went through that whole story, I decided I would just break the two up. As you guys know, if you go back all the way to episode 2 of this podcast, and you can do that on positivehead.com, by the way, you can go all the way back to the beginning, I share a story, I believe it was 2014, where I had a really, really powerful communication from spirit at Lightning in a Bottle Festival then. And this year, it delivered again. I think these transformational festivals create such a container of open-hearted, spiritual-centric souls that it creates a vortex, an opening for things to happen and come through. And I shared one of the stories on the episode just prior to this one. If you haven't checked that out yet, it's a good one. And this one does not disappoint either, that I'd like to share today. So I'm going to just dive right in. It was the final night of the festival, Sunday. And me and my partner, Karen, were about to go out for the evening and she decided to pull a tarot card, that would represent the evening. And it was actually from an Oracle deck. And it was like crown chakra, massive expansion kind of thing. And so she said, you know what we should do? We should set an intention for tonight to be not only expansion for this night, but beyond this night, ongoing. And I loved that intention. We agreed to it, kind of meditated on it for a moment, and then set out. We decided to stop by my friend's booth, Bernadette, who has an incredible company called Eternal Mode, and show her sort of this outfit that Karen had put together. I have a sort of a long robe, I guess you would say, kind of like hooded robe sort of epic, garment that she made. I got years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago at an event. And a few nights prior to this, I had walked in wearing it. I hadn't worn it in a long time. And I had a green one, and I walked in and I was like, whoa, you're here, you're set up, look, I'm happy to be wearing your clothes. And then she had some new colors that they didn't have at that time. And she had a really pretty deep red one. And, I ended up getting the red one for Karen. So anyway, we came in and to kind of show her the whole outfit and just talk to her for a little bit. And, she had went back and forth also, and part of this is important for later, but she had went back and forth about the red one or the green one, what to wear. And so we came in, we talked to Bernadette for a while. She made the comment that that Karen looked really otherworldly. She looked like she is from another planet, and she did. She looked really awesome. Actually, if you go to my Instagram, if you just search my name, Brandon Beecham, or Optimistic with a zero for the O, and Mystic is spelled like mystical. That's my kind of tag. Actually, it's in the link of the show notes. You can see my most recent post is of this outfit and that night. And so we stopped. We talked about that. Oh, and one other thing just to back up. So Karen was also wearing like this blue glowing necklace, necklace that she had taken some selfies of, but right after we set this intention, right? This is important for later as well. So we get out, we go to see Antenne, awesome musical artist. My really good friend Stefan has done some tracks with him. I've met him a few times, and Adam, I believe is his name. And Antenne Adam is going to be performing. We want to catch his set. We have some time to kill, so we decide to sit on the bank of the lake. Yeah, I guess it's a lake. Yeah. The body of water there, where the festival's at, and just kind of, hang out until his set starts. And as we're sitting there, we see some red lights across the lake. And we're like, whoa, look at that. Look how it's moving real radically. And then we're like, wow. Okay. First I thought a drone, and then Karen noticed, she's like, yeah, not a drone. Look how far out it is. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. Like that seems way far to be a drone. And so I spoke out loud, if you're not a drone, flash green at us. And then Karen kind of laughed at what I was saying, almost like laughing at me a little. She's like, yeah, wink at us. It instantly flashed green, like not just flash green. It was like an energetic transmission. It felt like communication. Bright green flash, and instantly started blinking red. So it was solid red. I said flash green. She said wink. It flashed green and then, began winking and never stopped winking for like 20 minutes. I've actually got some video of this. Although, you just see blinking red lights, it's far. But we just were both like, oh my gosh, this is, the energy was so intense. We were both sort of shocked to like, we just had communication with the UFO, or UAP, as they call them now, unidentified aerial phenomenon. Right. And so we're sitting there watching this thing for 20, 30 minutes move erratically. I then said to Karen, hey, let's try and communicate with it. Like, let's meditate for a moment. And so we did that. She was like, oh, I don't want to close my eyes, it'll go away, but we decided to. In her head, she instantly got the messages for me. They have a message for me. I instantly got basically three things. It was like, stay strong. Remember that everything that is to come is happening for love. Stay strong, like I said. And then there's so much magic ahead. And it was very reminiscent. If you go back to episode 2, and hear the story, the channeling that I received in 2014 there in very dramatic fashion at LIB, at Lightning Battle, it was similar, and I've received this sort of message a few times, actually. Even in the last year, a channeling experience I had with someone close to me who, it was a lot of like, buckle up your seatbelt. It's not going to be easy. Remember it's all happening for love kind of thing. So it was a similar feeling and message. So yeah, we closed our eyes, received this message, opened them. It was gone. And by the way, when it first flashed green, Karen said, what time is it? About a minute later, it was 11:12. So it had actually flashed at 11:11. So yeah. So then we go on, we're just like, the feeling is sort of indescribable. I mean, my whole life, I've been wanting to see a UFO, never had an experience, right? And so, and it felt not only like seeing this, but having a direct communication. And so We get up, we go over to see Antenne, who's, you know, very alien himself, alien looking, alien sounding. His music is amazing. And while we're there, there's quite a few other synchronicities that happened. One, right in front of us, someone was holding a totem with a little, it was a green box, and inside the box, they didn't turn it until, you know, a while after we were there. They turned it and then facing us was a little alien winking with just the word, yep. And then Karen happened to take some footage because of the lights and everything at the set for Antenne. She wasn't trying to record a particular song or anything like that. And we went back and watched it the next day, and there was like words mixed in to the actual, you know, song, just like little sample things. And it was crazy because the words were, now keep in mind, she's wearing this, and you'll see it if you'll go to my Instagram, this really bright blue light around her neck. The lyrics are, so that's how our evening started out. Setting the intention, her taking selfies with this blue light on, which are really epic. I haven't posted this, but we went back, we watched, looked at one of the selfies. It looks like a little orb in the right corner that looks like an alien head. Like, you know how you see orbs in pictures, but imagine it with like a circle with two eyes in it, shaped like the typical gray. It's literally like, you know, when we set the intention, she took the selfie. We watched, looked at the selfie later. There's a little, I mean, it looks so much like a little alien orb. So with this blue light. So anyway, we listened back to the clip of the song that she happened to just record a little bit of Antenne's performance. And it was like blue light, red light, green light. Then it's like green coat, red coat, choose one. It's like our night being like reflected back to us in these lyrics of the song. It was freaking wild. It was so wild. And we were just like, you know, we didn't put all these pieces together until the next day, looking at the pictures and listening to the recording with these other pieces to it. And then the last thing that happened is we're doing an event at the Mystic Manor in a few weeks. And so, our friend Amaya, who was actually at Lightning a Bottle, we hung out with him the night before for a little while. He's going to be doing a astrological reading at the next event. So Karen sent him all the like sort of promo pieces for our event coming up in a few weeks. And he posts, like, you know, it's like this artist is performing this, you know, it's like, if you go onto his Instagram, it's like scrolling through a bunch of pictures of all the things that'll happen. The cacao ceremony and a picture and info about it, the conscious conversation circle, you know, the astrological reading, the guided meditation, all the things that are going to be a part of the event. And he had one image left at the end of it. So he had received a picture from a friend earlier randomly, and he just threw it in there. And Karen's looking at what he posted because she had shared it with him. And then the very last picture is a picture that looks almost identical to Karen with a blue necklace glowing on it. And she's like, oh my gosh, Amaya, why did you mix this into all the promo pieces I gave you? He's like, well, I had one picture spot left. So, you know, Instagram will let you post like eight or something. So I just put it last. Someone who shared it to me, it was supposedly a picture of a Pleiadian. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, that was just another little random thing that happened. And it's just like, wow. And by the way, since then, the meaning that it had for me was really like, you know, I feel like for a long time I've been waiting for things to open up in a more, I guess, fast-paced and expansive fashion, and with you know, Hello Vacay and industry, the new conscious art community that I'm creating, and all of a sudden there's been like some crazy in the last week, red light, green light, meaning go, it's go time, ready, buckle up, things are going to increase in expansion, right? That was our intention for the night, to be permanently expanded. And in the last week since then, there's been some crazy, like, I mean, someone ended up in my house who's connected to the biggest artist in the world, who I'm not going to go into too much details about it, but pretty much could be argued to be the biggest artist in the world, music artist who happens to be mixing Eckhart Tolle into his new music. And yeah, I mean, like, I'm going to be exploring how to weave there with this platform. Hello, Vacay. We had someone reach out who's like, I mean, mega whale, someone interested in supporting it. They proactively reached out to us. So it's like the green light is just like, it's real. And if it's real for me, then it's real for you, because you are a reflection and an extension of me. There's only one of us in the room. So I hope this story inspires you, that the green light has been flashed. It's official. Buckle up your seatbelts, everyone. Hope you've enjoyed this out of this world story for today's episode. I do have a song to share with you. I wish I knew the exact song, the Red Light, Green Light song. I don't know from the set. So I'm going to just share another Antennae song. And yeah, hope you enjoy these otherworldly beats from Antennae. Until next time, journey well. Love you so, so much. Also, before we cue up today's song, as a quick reminder, don't forget to download the Golden Key audio or ebook as my free gift to you at goldenkey.gift using the Golden Key code POSITIVEHEAD. And please, if you enjoy my gift, leave a positive review on Amazon so others can unlock their lives with the help of the Golden Key as well.